Hello, this is David B. Wright with Banquet Success, and I am on the telephone right now with Sue Zott. And Sue is the Donor Services Manager for the Community Pregnancy Center in Prescott, Arizona. How are you today, Sue?
Oh, I am terrific, David. Thank you.
Well, you bet. I have to tell you that you made my day with an email that you sent me right before Christmas of this past year. And I'm not going to read the entire email to everybody, but I was so excited. I wanted to share the message that you sent me with the people who are listening to this recording, and then also to allow you to elaborate on this a little bit, because I think there were so many great lessons of how God blessed your ministry through the fundraising banquet. But I just wanted to share a few of the sentences that really struck me in that email. You started off, "Hi, David and Sean. This email's been a long time coming, and I apologize for the delay, but I cannot let this year close out without telling you what a tremendous difference that Banquet Success has made for our organization." And then Sue continued on saying, "To say we were blessed by God is an understatement. To say that his blessing for our banquet started in July with our introduction to Banquet Success is a given. Because of the faithfulness in putting this program into a repeatable system and teaching it to us, we now have the tools to sustain the success year after year. Thank you for allowing yourselves to be used by God to bless our ministry this year and into the future." And then you finished up by saying, "Thank you is too small a sentiment for the gratitude we feel for Banquet Success. I absolutely wanted to share our joy with you." Sue, you shared in that email also some specifics, which I want to get into in just a minute. But I'm interested in first maybe going back a little bit and you giving us some background on the Community Pregnancy Center, what you do there, and the background of the fundraising efforts there at the ministry, and also your own backgrounds before you ever even heard about Banquet Success.
Okay, well, I've been with Community Pregnancy Center for now just over 2 years. The center itself is 25 years old. In fact, our banquet was to celebrate our 25th year in our community. And it started out very simply by some ladies who had suffered the ill effects of abortion in their own life and their own families, and came to faith in Christ and realized that this was not something that they wanted to see perpetuated, and that there needed to be a response to all of the abortion propaganda that was going around. And so they started up very small, and we have continued to grow and grow and grow in service to our communities. So 25 years was a big milestone for us, and we wanted our fundraising banquet to really focus on what had been accomplished. The fundraising in the past had been very small, and it had been very local, and just a few families that were interested in this organization had pretty much kept it going. There had been many times over the 25 years where the institution nearly closed its doors for lack of funding. And in previous years, maybe 3 years ago, some of the board members of the organization took a training course on how to put together a banquet. And they had a successful banquet 2 years ago. And then I joined the organization last year, and the banquet was much less successful the second year that they used this system, and was only marginally successful in that we had a development director who had 25 years of development experience, and most of that in this community, and she called in a lot of favors, and we ended up with 47% of what we raised last year came from her phone calls and getting banquet underwriting and matching gifts. And so the percentage of the money that was raised in the seats that night 2 years ago was less than half. Mm. And so that was not sustainable. That's not successful. And I knew we had to do something different. And so I joined the staff and figured we had to have a different approach. I joined the staff after having left a Christian nonprofit radio station where I was the development director, and we used share-a-thons to raise money. And in the 8.5 years that I was there, I ran 17 share-a-thons. Mm. And my passion is relating to the donor. I think that's very, very important, that you have to be able to make a connection with people. And so I had some fundraising experience, but not in putting on an event like a banquet. And in fact, I had never even attended a banquet for this organization, for the Community Pregnancy Center. And I started talking with my director about the fact that as a Christian in this community, I absolutely would have come to a banquet had I known they existed and would have become a donor. But the theory in the past had always been you invite few people with big bucks and you bring them in and they write big checks. And my theory has always been if you get a lot of people that can write a small check, you're going to do better and you're going to make more friends for your ministry. And so we decided we needed to have a different mindset, and we set about doing that. And I first found out about Banquet Success, I think it was a God thing. I absolutely am convinced of that because I received an email in my inbox one day that invited me to look at a free download of 40 pages of discussion about how your program worked, and I was intrigued. And I listened to about an hour and a half audio and was more intrigued and signed up on the spot.
Mm. Okay, so you signed up on the spot and you joined the Banquet Success Training Program. And Sue, let me ask you this. You went through all the training, and I remember communicating with you through the process. What were some of the key takeaways, some of the key points that you felt were instrumental in helping your banquet to move forward?
You know, David, I'm a very good, I follow directions. I don't think of things, particularly well, but if you give me a basic plan, I'm gonna be able to follow the steps. And that's what I needed. I found myself in a position where I was in charge of putting on an event that I had never attended before, and I needed to know what steps I had to follow to get there. And it's more than just putting on, an event in a beautiful room. You have to know what to say to people and how to say it in order to bring them to a mindset that your cause is important to them.
Right.
And so I needed a very systematic approach, something that I would not have to learn over and over and over again, but something that I could implement in my development calendar or through the year so that I have accomplished all of the steps by the end, that I need to, so that I can have the banquet without it being just a terribly stressful event. And what you gave us were very systematic steps to follow in a very orderly way, in a way that I could download them, and I now have a large binder that I have already begun referring to again as we begin to plan for next year's banquet, which is still 10 months away.
So you had your banquet. You shared with me some of the results. What were some of the specific results, the successes that you saw by applying the different things you learned from the Banquet Success Training?
Okay, well, the first one, we had several goals for this banquet. The first one is, we wanted to recruit 40 table captains because our goal was to have 40 tables with 10 people at each table, and we had never accomplished that. We had in the past only had 20 table captains, each of whom was inviting their friends and filling up two or more tables. And we felt like if we wanted to get new people at this banquet, which was another of our goals, we needed to have new table captains, and we wanted to recruit one table captain for each table. And so that was one of our goals. We wanted to recruit more email addresses. We didn't have that in the past, so we collected email addresses from everybody, and we wanted to increase monthly partners. In the past, last year, we only recruited 19 people to make monthly pledge to our organization, and we wanted to increase that tremendously because that a monthly gift will tie a donor more closely to an organization than if they just write a single check to that.
You're right.
We had a specific situation in our organization which may or may not apply to anyone else, but 2 years ago our organization suffered a very major rift in our community where 25 volunteers left because leadership was changed, And there were a lot of hurt feelings and a lot of very negative comments being made about the organization. And so we had a specific goal to repair that rift, to invite our previous board and staff and volunteers to this event for no other reason than to stand, you know, to have them stand and be acknowledged and to thank them for the work that they had accomplished during the time they were with the center, because we had a PR problem and we wanted to publicly acknowledge the work of previous people who had served with the ministry. So those were some of the goals that we had, and then again we had a financial goal that we needed to do much better than we had done the previous year if we were going to remain in business.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the goals that we set out to do. And the steps that are in the Banquet Success Program tell you how to do all of that. And so we set out very specifically to invite people and to get away from the mentality of you're inviting people that you know that have big bank accounts. We wanted to let everybody know about this event because there are a lot of people in our community who maybe can't write a check with lots of zeros, but they care about what we're doing, and if they were just invited, they would be happy to write small checks often. And so we set out to follow the plan that you set before us, and we were able to do that very, very successfully. We did recruit. We blew our numbers out. We were hoping to receive to have 400 guests, and we had 456 guests, which was more than 120 more than we had last year. So that was tremendous. Our goal was $100,000, and we ended up with dollars and pledges of $112,659, which we thought was tremendous for the first year of implementing this. We had a great success in working with our event location. We're limited because there's only one room in this town that will hold 400 people. And part of our success this year was being able to reduce our costs, even though we had the event at the same location as we did last year, and we had 120 more people. It still cost us $200 less this year to put it on than it did last year, which was wonderful for the bottom line.
Absolutely.
The good news is, once we got these people in the room, David, we focused on program and we told the people our story. Mm. We told them what we do. We told them how we do it. We told them why we do it. We told client stories that made people cry. We were very purposeful in saying, this evening is not about a concert event. This evening is not about the music. It's not about the decorations. It's about what we do and why we do it and why what we do is worth being supported by you. And that resonated with the people in the seats. They came away with information about what our mission is and how we're accomplishing that and what it is that we still want and need to do for the future, and we need money to do it. And because we were very forthright in our ask and very forthright in what our goals were to how we were going to spend that money, people responded. I also have to say that the two-tiered ask that you teach was new to me, but it made so much sense. And I will tell you that the bottom line was that two-tiered ask is what caused us to be able to go over our goal.
Let me ask you one last question, Sue, and I appreciate the time you've spent here on the phone with me. You've had the experience of investing in the Banquet Success Training Program, and it sounds to me like you got a pretty good return on that investment in terms of the increase that you saw and many of the other fruits that came about as a result of that. If you were talking one-on-one with somebody who was kind of on the fence and wondering, you know, does this whole training program, is this really a worthwhile thing to invest my time and my resources into, what would you say to that person?
Well, I would have to say that I have been through an $8,000 training program in the past when I was with the radio station. And I got less out of that program that was real practical information, real step-by-step guidelines about what you do and how you do it. I got a lot of theory, and I understood the theory, but I needed help in giving the practical application of the theory. And this program does not cost $8,000. And so I cannot emphasize enough that spending a little bit of money to get the kind of practical information that that Banquet Success provides, it is absolutely, it is way beyond the worth of what the cost of the program is. And because the theory is explained for each chapter, for each step in the program, and it's explained very well, and then there are very clear opportunities to ask questions and have questions answered, it really has provided me with a resource that is invaluable. And the best thing about it is, David, when I leave this organization, the person that fills my desk after me is going to be able to see the same information, to go online and hear the same training that I heard, and be able to replicate this year after year. So it's not specific to one person taking some training. It's a valuable resource for an agency in perpetuity. Having gone through the whole thing, I just have to say you guys have put together a product that is extremely valuable. And there are a lot of fundraising programs out there, but going through the broad spectrum of any kind of a nonprofit, there's a specific need in the pro-life movement. And you guys have really targeted a niche that has been underfunded in the past just because we haven't had the kind of expertise that you provide. And so I just want to say thank you very much for having done that for our organization and for organizations like ours. And the product that you provide does what you say it will do, and I am thrilled about that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and you know, that was our prayer. This was something that we never intended to do, but it was one of those to whom much is given, much is expected type things. And
mm-hmm.
both of us came from a background. I had worked in professional sales and marketing, and then Sean, while he was in school, had worked in direct sales for a book company. And you know, we never really felt like, gee, all of that experience is going to really help us to do something to build the kingdom and save lives and help mothers, but yet it did. And then mm-hmm. when we realized how many people, and really as we traveled and we saw how many banquets were done so, I mean, with great intentions, but just weren't executed in a successful fashion to really raise the funds, we just started to say, you know, should we, do we have an obligation to share what we've learned? And over time, we came to realize that, yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sue, thank you so much for sharing from your experiences and your blessings, and I pray God's continued blessing on the Community Pregnancy Center there in Prescott, Arizona, and on your work, and thank you so much for taking the time to share a little bit about your experiences with Banquet Success, and I wish you continued great success in the future.
Thank you so much.